What's up, people? It is Damien Casey here, one third of the One Life Effect, the only one of the One Life Effect today. I just had some thoughts and thought I would chuck a recording out there. May not ever get posted, but never know. I had a lot of questions recently since we've sort of launched One Life Effect and the podcast, and it's something that's been, you know, people close to us may know what we've sort of been moving towards and what we, I guess, believe in terms of lifestyle and things like that. But since launching One Life Effect, like, we've had a lot of positive feedback. It's really appreciative of us three boys to get messages from people we love and care about and people we don't know, sending love our way and giving support of something we sort of believe in. And, you know, it's just a culmination of thoughts that we've had for a few years. And, people may think that we've just sort of thought of this now, but we hadn't. It's back in 2016, this all sort of became something in our heads, and it's only taken us the balls late 2019 to get the ball rolling with it. But it's something that, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I feel it happened when it happened because it needed to. And we are super, super happy with, first of all, doing it and getting it done. And I still remember once we recorded our first ones and we're all high five. We're like, oh, that was actually good. Like, we actually did well. But someone, we won't name names, but someone didn't, somehow it stuffed the recording and it didn't upload and we couldn't actually find the recording. So that was a good discussion that's just gone to thin air. But I had a few thoughts yesterday. I was in the ocean and, if anyone knows this sort of Burleigh area, the sun, you can't really see the sunset. It's too bright. And then by the time it drops behind the hills and that out the back, you can't really see it. But yesterday, and it's unfortunate that the fires that are happening at the moment in Queensland, it's sort of tragic seeing that sort of stuff happen, but it's made the sky all smoky and you could visibly see the sun dropping below the horizon. And it was, when I was in the ocean, it was right beside a palm tree. So that's the question that I've got a lot lately, is why the palm trees in our logo, like why palm trees are the sort of, picture that we want to put in people's heads. And that's something that sort of stems back from when we first started talking about it. Like, we were on an island in the middle of the Bali Sea, and it was, it was just really, really relaxing, mindful times of us communicating and, not being away from technology and just basically cutting off from the outside world and just being present. And, you know, I feel with our generation especially, that's something we don't do a lot of nowadays, is just be present. You know, we've always got phones on us. We're always checking our phones. We're always, glued to this device or devices that, can sometimes consume our thoughts too much and, you stop living in the present. But we were definitely doing that when we were talking about this sort of stuff, and that's how it became. It's us human beings, we're supposed to communicate with each other, and that's when ideas happen. That's when, thoughts sort of become reality, and because you're speaking your mind to people. And that's the hardest thing to do these days, I think, is speaking to people. Speaking to people about things you may not want to speak about make you feel uncomfortable, but you know that if you do speak about it, then it will, help fix a lot of things. But especially this day and age, like, we don't do that enough, I think. And so we were definitely doing that, and we were just surrounded by palm trees. We were on an island, and that's the big thing, like, with palm trees. Like, I don't know of a sad sort of place that's got palm trees. It's always usually like a nice, exotic sort of place that, people enjoy being. So whenever I see palm trees especially, I just, it's just that constant reminder of are you moving towards your goals? Are you moving towards where you want to be? I used to live in Brisbane. I wanted to move to the Gold Coast 3 years before I actually did. And that's a big thing too, is what we want to, the message that we sort of want to convey through doing this is like, we're going to just be talking about a lot of different things. There's no specific topic that we're going to be covering. We just want to cover a lot of topics that are going to provide value to people that, I guess can learn from different things. Like, we're still learning. We're just students and we just want to sit here, but we just want to share what we're learning about, I think, and we think that it can help a lot of people, so that's why we're sort of doing it. But, and this is what I tend to do, if I'm just talking I'll get sidetracked and forget what I'm actually speaking about. But moving towards goals, like seeing the palm trees, a constant reminder. Like, I know I've got it tattooed on my hand. Susie's got it tattooed on the back of his arm. A palm tree. Minnow's still yet to get one because he's scared of getting tattoos. He doesn't like it, I don't think, but I'm sure he'll get one soon enough. It's just a constant reminder of these anchor thoughts that we've spoken about in other podcasts. Like, are you attaching yourself to something that, you know, is a certain, reminds you of a certain time or reminds you of a certain message that you have for yourself? Because we can get lost in thoughts and we can get lost in life, you know, the everyday hustle and bustle. But I know for me, I know it works for me, is just that constant thing, because it's hard. We always talk about your mind is like a muscle. You've got to sort of train it. You can't just sort of think positively and just think it's going to be that way all the time. You need to train it and it takes time and you need to work on it, but it's worth it long-term. Creating a lifestyle shift that, you know, is sustainable for yourself, that you can sort of, you know, still be happy and still, you know, get the things out of life that you want to get out of it. And that's really what we want to do, is provide that message to people that, you know, if you are stuck or you think you're stuck, or, you know, you're in a certain situation where you think you can't get out of, like, you can. I really wanted to move to the Gold Coast 3 years before I actually did it. And it was a tough decision to do it. I was leaving a lot of friends in Brisbane. Like, I had a massive friendship circle there. I didn't want to leave them. And that's what sort of took so long for me to make the decision. But when I did, things just started to change. And now, you know, a lot of those friends that were in Brisbane now live on the Gold Coast. So, and, you know, live in this little tight-knit community, which we just get to, you know, hang out and see each other and run into each other all the time. So it's really cool that it's worked out that way. And that's, you know, through manifestation of us, you know, sort of wanting that lifestyle of, like, we were just in Bali, and I know that, you know, growing up in North Queensland, I just wanted to be back near the beach. I knew that that would provide something for me that, you know, just a new level. And once I did it, it just sort of broke the shackles, and, you know, you start moving towards all these things that you always thought you maybe couldn't do. You had self-doubts and all this sort of stuff, like, but it's worth it in the end. If you just start and you start moving energy towards what you want to do, things just start to fall into place. So that's a big message, and that's, I guess, a little shortened answer of why the palm trees, because I have had a few questions about that, why the palm trees. But palm trees just remind us all of a happy place, a place that and a certain mindset, especially, is for us anyway. So hope everyone is having a fantastic week whenever you're listening to this. We will be on with the boys again very shortly. Just a quick one. See you later.